Portsmouth came back to us yesterday with an increased offer. After a lot of soul searching, myself and the manager decided that we would let Jason talk to Portsmouth, and the offer that came forward was acceptable if Jason could agree in personal terms, which he went to Portsmouth yesterday and did. So that really is as far as it's got, but it looks pretty much that Jason will be leaving us for Portsmouth.
How tough was that decision, Eddie? Because obviously the matters were complicated by the sell-on that Portsmouth have in the contract.
It was... once an acceptable price was reached, it was a very easy decision because with Jason being the way that he is, it was very difficult not to stand in his way, you know. He's got to progress. Portsmouth are a bigger club than us. The financial situation became right. And we go with our best. We wish him all the best. And I'd like to think that all the supporters will do the same. We've got to now concentrate our efforts to replace Jason as soon as possible, reinforce the squad, and move forward ourselves. But, you know, the way James conducted himself while he was at the club on the field and off the field, it would be very hard to stand in the lad's way.
Yeah, I was going to say he's given terrific service to Bournemouth. What legacy do you feel he will leave, and what potential has he got to perform at the higher stage?
I think his biggest asset is his energy, his commitment to put his head where a lot of other players wouldn't. And his ability to lead from the front, as we saw last season. He's a very good club captain. You know, he's got potential to go further, I'm sure.